Penn State University is in the midst of a budget crunch, and the university says to expect deeper cuts and more layoffs. Wyatt, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So give us a sense of the budget issues that Penn State is facing.
Yeah, last summer, the public really learned about some of the budget issues the university was facing. The university is being led by still a relatively new president in Neeli Bendapudi. She started last year, and it was revealed over the summer that the university was having a lot of financial issues. They had run a deficit of about $125 million. And this was a surprise to the president and even some trustees who had been approving the budgets for many years. So in the last kind of 6 to 9 months, the university has taken a number of steps, including a hiring freeze. They're implementing a new budget model to kind of address some of those financial issues. But recently, department heads across the university system have been asked to kind of make a layoffs plan for the end of the fiscal year. So that'd be by the end of June.
How does $125 million budget deficit come as a surprise?
That's a great question, and if anyone knows, please reach out to me.
I mean, what are they saying? Well, this was last year, $125 million. I mean, this budget that was passed, the last budget, was $149 million deficit.
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of factors. The university, like many places of higher education across the country, is struggling with enrollment. Costs are up, still kind of feeling some of the pandemic financial effects, as well as just inflation, are kind of the reasons they have given for the situation.
But one thing that I did see in your story is that Penn State has $1 billion in cash in reserve. Now, for those who don't, you know, work on budgets that have reserves and that kind of thing, you know, they may simply look at that and say, well, you have $1 billion in reserve. Why don't you apply that towards your deficit? Why not?
Well, not always does that $1 billion on the balance sheet mean they have $1 billion in the bank. The reserve figure that they had used was $350 million. And in a memo that the president sent out last month, she had made the point that $350 million in reserves was being used to fund about $100 million a year in what they described as commitments. So things that were in the budget that would cost $100 million a year. So essentially they needed to make cuts because in that timeline, you would make it three and a half years before all those reserves are used. And the reserves are really important from the university's perspective. So it has things to do with their credit rating, their accreditation, and things like that. Now, we asked the university if they could give us some examples of what those commitments were that were discussed, but they declined to offer any specifics. Mm.
Penn State is not always the most forthcoming with information, are they?
We have struggled a little bit in kind of getting more answers to our questions or getting information from inside the university system, yes.
So the big question for those listening today and those across the state is, what does this mean for students?
That's still kind of an open question. I mean, I think there's a lot of fear or concern among faculty about the quality of education or what the kind of plan will be if there are pretty deep cuts in the teaching level, whether that will be more adjuncts or individual professors having to take on more course loads and kind of what that means for the quality of education. I know the university and the other state-related universities like Temple, Lincoln, and Pitt are asking the state for more money from their appropriation, and those hearings are kind of ongoing. But they've already said that they will not commit to freezing their tuition for the upcoming year, even if they get more money from the state.
You mentioned the layoffs and faculty in particular. Is it just faculty that would be laid off? Are there certain programs in the university that would take bigger cuts than others?
Yeah, we don't have a sense yet of the kind of specific programs that will be facing the biggest cuts. I mean, one of the big takeaways from our story is that the university had said with this new budget model that the kind of central funding for individual departments and units won't be cut by more than 4%. That was their kind of commitment to ensure that there wasn't a huge drop off in some departments or units. But the president's memo that we had reported on made note that some individual units, because of their financial situation, were actually going to be facing cuts that were greater than that 4%. And it's kind of a convoluted how you get there, but essentially some units are going to have to make kind of internal cuts to shore up their budgets. The College of Engineering has been one that our local public radio station WPSU has reported on. And that was another question that we had asked the university with the president mentioning certain units, if they could give us a sense of ones that they were eyeing that were going to need steeper cuts. And we don't have an answer to that question at this time.
We only have a minute left. I want to thank both of you for being with us today. So what happens next, Wyatt?
Well, we'll be watching to see what happens with the layoffs. The plan was that the department heads needed to get their kind of layoff plans to the university administration by the end of the month. And then those cuts should be before the end of the fiscal year, so the end of June.
Penn State follows the same fiscal year as the state, July 1st to June 30th. And I don't know, you know, for us lay people, you know, that big of a deficit, $125 million, sounds like an awful lot of money. But, you know, I'm sure there will be a lot of people paying attention, wondering what it does to tuition and other things having to do with Penn State. I want to thank Spotlight PA investigative reporters Charlotte Keith and Wyatt Massey, both of you, for being with us today.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Spark on WITF, your home for NPR and discovering all things local. I'm Scott Lamar.